Om Shanti. Good morning. It's a very good morning for all of us. Today we have a very special soul with us from Canada, Brother Brian. Brother Brian is in Gyan from last 36 years. Well, 36 already finished, 37 is going on. On behalf of everyone, a special welcome to Brother Brian. First of all, everyone wants to know that you look like a Chinese or Japanese. Then this is, how long are you there in Canada?
I was born in Canada. I believe the oldest double foreigner born Canadian in Canada. So, you know how Bubba says, I sent you as like secret agents. Right? I got you incarnated there so you wouldn't have to pay for the passport and the visa. So, I feel that. I don't have any sanskars or karma with Chinese. It just looks like that, but I have so many relatives in Canada, but I don't see them. I don't know them. They could be sitting here and I would not know them because I was separated from them very early. So from the beginning of my life, I was very detached from Lokic relatives. I feel meant just for Baba's knowledge.
So how was your meeting last night with Baba? Any special inspiration?
So many.
Will you share something?
So many years we've received so much love from Baba. But I really felt in my heart this time what it was like when the daddies were telling us about how Saka and Baba loved them. I felt so loved. I felt Baba was really so happy to see us. It was like he was seeing us in our final complete form, decorated with our necklace, and I was just looking in his eyes, and I could almost see the necklace. And I just took Nidhishti, and it was very beautiful. I think, you know, when they say Baba is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, I felt Sundaram yesterday. It was really beautiful.
So what's your first experience of Madhuban with Baba?
My first?
Yeah.
First experience of Madhuban.
Which year?
I came 1983, even though I took Gyan in 1980. I was in a bit of Lokic bondage to my university degree. I couldn't leave to come to Madhuban, but I kept saying, oh, Baba, I have to come. But so I had to graduate first. So I came not until 83 when Didi left the body. So I just missed Didi. I know how some people felt when they just missed Brahma Baba by, you know, a year or 6 months. I felt very connected to Didi, even though I never met her. I felt all that tapasya that was going on there pulled me so strongly to Baba. So I finished my thesis, did my degree, graduated, and I did my degree in geological engineering. And then I went off on this trip to visit the centers of the Brahma Kumaris, and ended up getting to my Lokic Ben sister. She started the Montreal Center, you know, Brother Eric, where he is. He and I lived together in the Pandav Bhavan. Actually, I lived in the center. Daddy sent me to live in the center there because we were Lokic, brother, sister. And then I went to New York, and then I went to London on that trip, and was ready to keep traveling, and Daddy said, bus, finish. No more traveling. You stay in London. So I stayed. And my life changed. She sent me to Madhuban for, I think, the whole season that year. I went for the whole double four. I think season started in December, the double four season, I think, December to March. And you know, Baba was coming every 3 days or so, and so much power. I lived as a Sivadari for many, a couple of months. You know, it was really fun. And I became part of the Pandabhavan family. I've only stayed in Pandabhavan. I've never stayed anywhere else. So I feel like that's my home. I have such good yoga here. History Hall, the seniors. It was my life. So my memorable experiences meeting Baba was when I first came, I knew that it was Baba, but I didn't know or understand exactly if that same Baba was really going to be in Babi Gulzar's body. So before I left on my trip, I said to Baba, you know the experience I need to have, and if I get that experience when I come, then I will know you're the same one I'm having yoga with. And I'm not telling anyone that experience. And so when I came up for my first personal meeting, in those days we had the personal meetings, and so Baba was giving me Dishti, and said, I see you drawn closer, and peace, very deep peace. And this was a room, this is in Om Shanti Bhavan, so there's probably about 3,000 people there, 2,000 people. And I'm feeling very shanti, very peaceful, and then one drop of love, and then another drop. You know, like the Shivlingam when they drop the water? It's like a second drop of love, and then a third drop of love, and then a fourth, and then I'm being pulled, and the room starts fading. Like, you know, it's noisy still. They talk. Even though Baba's there, they still talk, a little bit of background noise. The sound started going away. And then I felt like I was getting closer and closer to Baba, even though I was just taking drishti, because Shiva then had told us, just see Baba. We didn't know what to do, so we just saw a point of light and see Baba in the forehead. And I just kept getting drawn into that point of light, and then all of a sudden the room disappeared. And I was in Paramda, and golden red light, and I don't know what was going on in the room, but Baba was speaking blessing. I didn't hear anything. So thank goodness somebody wrote it down. And I felt like I was in the loveling city, you know, just completely merged in the ocean of love. And that was it. I knew, because that was what I asked Baba for, before I went on my trip. I said, if I get that experience, I will know it's you. And he gave me the experience, and that was it. That was the end. So then I surrendered.
So how did you come in Gyan?
Mandara Lakak then. Yeah, she started in the Montreal Center, and then immediately said, she said I was a Brahmin, a BK, so she gave me knowledge. And then that was it.
What do you think about the changing part of Avyakta Baba? If now part is changing, when you met Baba first time, that time it was totally, completely different, and now it's completely different. So what do you think about that?
You all understand English? Okay. How many of you met Baba in the old Avyat? How many are, say, 15, 20 years in Gyan here? 100 Bisa? But rest are less? 20. Okay. So, if you just, like, we have some new students who came yesterday, and if you've only seen that Baba, you love him anyway. And so, it's very hard to describe. I guess you've heard stories, but it was so personal then. But the Gyan was so deep. And now, of course, he's not speaking much Gyan, but for me, the meeting is deep. Like yesterday I said, all my years in Gyan, I never felt what it was like to know how Sardar Baba loved that. Remember they said, oh, we felt he treated us like we were princes and princesses? I felt that yesterday. We were the royal, and it really made me feel like I was that future, you know, prince and prince, princess, whichever it's going to be. So it's so much more personal now, but I don't know if it would be as personal if I didn't have all those other years of Gyan and Purushart and deep churning and yoga experiences, so many. If I didn't have that, then I wouldn't maybe appreciate as much what happened yesterday. But because I've had all that, and because I have been with Madhavan family and so many powerful souls I've had the fortune to know, so because I've had all that stored in the soul, I can just sit there and be lost in that and just go so deep into the meeting, even though he's not saying much. He's not saying much again. But he's sending out so much bhavna, so much feeling, so much pure feelings. And so that's why I still come. I mean, it's like Baba says, you know all the Gyan. You've heard everything. So what's left? Experience. So every time I come to Madhavan, Baba says, greatest authority is experience. And so I'm just filling myself with new experiences. You know, like a diamond has so many facets. And every time I come, I see another facet. And so my recognition goes deeper. My commitment is deeper. My realization goes deeper with every trip. So today is, meeting Baba today is refining and experience the fullness of Baba's personality. And I love that. I'm even more in love with Baba today than I was yesterday. And yesterday he gave me such an experience of in Amrit Vela of the Beloved. I was like crying, too many tears, I couldn't stop crying. And I just know how much God loves me. And I could go through anything now, anything. Like, I would say one of my specialties is I have a lot of courage, but the specialty I have more is I am fearless. I'm absolutely fearless. Because my faith is so strong now in Baba that, you're all old, you live it. Are you all Madhubanavasi? Or, huh? If you've been around the Yagya, you know there are issues, karmic accounts, politics, all kinds of things, and it used to disturb me a little bit. But my faith and my love for Baba now is so strong, it's like, no, he says, see but don't see, I don't see any of it anymore. Like, I see it, but it's like nothing. Whereas before it used to be a big thing, right? So when you're, that's why we say, like, everything is your stage, right? So you see whatever goes on, but you're just not interested because Baba's love is so much more interesting. Why would you reduce that experience of Baba's love for anyone or anything or any karma, any circumstance? Because that's just the past, right? So I'm so much in this present experience of Baba as a relationship that I don't really care about anything that's going on, right? And so, you know, he says, what's the word? He says, Param, you've gone beyond. I feel like that. I've gone beyond the karmic accounts, the issues, and the family, and my own karmic accounts. It's like, I have so much faith, everything's going to work out now, so I'm just enjoying.
So what do you do in your Laukik, and how you keep the balance?
Well, I've always said, even when I had a Laukik job, that there really isn't a balance, because if you're trying to balance, you're in the consciousness of two lives, Dojiva. And that's the problem in the foreign lands. We try to balance two lives. And for me, there's just one life. I'm a Brahmin, whether I was in Laukik or not. So an example would be, in my beginning days, I used to do mineral exploration for diamonds and gold, which I thought was rather funny because that's what I spent my whole life finding, is diamonds and gold, looking for Brahmins and finding them. And so I would be in these situations where I had to be full pakabike with completely Tamil Pradhan Laukik human beings. You know, bad words, bad talking, bad actions, very, very, not just wasteful body conscious, but really sinful, right? Drinking, and they're doing all that. And in me, I'm getting up 4 o'clock in the morning still, doing my yoga, dressing in my white Gripper pajamas. They thought that was really funny. And they probably thought I was in some cult, right? So, and then reading my Murali, and I wouldn't let them cook my food, and they got all upset about that. So really living full Brahmin life, but in complete wilderness, in the jungle, alone, akela, right? And I got so much power from that. And so for me, there was not two lives. There was one life. And I was just being a Brahmin in a Laukik context, as opposed to being Laukik in one context and Brahmin in another context. I didn't want that duality in my life. Once I knew it was Baba, I had two. There was just one. So I lived that way. And you have to go through the defamation and the people make fun of you. But I'll give you an example. I used to work up in the subarctic, which is in the, you know, there's no trees. The sun never goes down, and at first, you know, they made fun of me, but the Baba's knowledge saved my life so many times. Physically, I'd say at least 6 times I should have been dead, and he saved me. Like one time I was in a canoe, a metal canoe on a lake, and lightning all over, hitting the trees, catching fire. We're in a metal canoe, and it's, lightning usually goes to the highest thing near the water. Went through the whole lake, nothing. No lightning, nothing coming close. Just yoga. And another time was I was walking in the Arctic in the springtime, and I had about 40 pounds of rocks on my back, and I fell through the ice alone. Right? And like, I'm up to here, I'm hanging on to the ice, and the pack of rocks is on my back, and I'm just going, oh, Baba, what do I do now? And I just remembered Baba, and literally he told me what to do. I found a stick that was nearby. I reached for it. It had a point. I stuck it into the ice, pulled my little bit, pulled more, and then I got the pack off. I threw the pack. So many things, you know. When I was in the Arctic, I was, I felt I was being saved for a very special purpose. And when I was in the Arctic, I was going to my job. We go in a helicopter. I was just getting in the helicopter, and somebody said, "No, no, no, come back, and take me to the tent." And the senior geologist changes my job. Says, "No, no, you go over here instead." Now it was like I was in the best area. Now I'm in the worst area. But Baba's knowledge, drama, he says, nothing, don't even have an extra thought. There's benefit in that. So I went to the job, finished my work so early because it was very easy area, and then I spent the rest of the time giving gyan to my assistant. So he got the whole course. 3 weeks later, this brother who was greedy to take that area, he comes in a little cave and he sees a tiny little polar bear. You know, the white big polar bear? And he goes inside, oh, so cute. But the mother polar bear, she's just like 500 yards away, comes chasing them. Yeah? Throw off their packs, they jump in this frozen river, bruised and cut. Yeah? And then they go up on a mountain and they're praying to God. That would have been me if I stayed in that area. So like Baba took me out before even such an experience would happen. So these were all like things that built my faith. And so after that, how could there be two lives? There was a Brahmin life, settling my karma in the Lokic world as a Brahmin, realizing I'm a Brahmin, being tested to see if I had the courage to be a Brahmin. And then the rest was drama, right?
How to remain happy in Brahmin life?
This is the secret. The $64 million question. Yeah, do you remember that that movie? I don't know if some of you don't watch movies, but I saw that. That's that one. This little boy in Mumbai, and he goes on this show, Slumdog Millionaire. So I feel like that when I started in Raj Yoga, up and down, up and down, and Baba gave me so many blessings. I still couldn't hang on to them. It's really simple. Baba always told me I had great enthusiasm, but I would say that it's purity, obviously. Purity, peace, happiness. So obviously if happiness is fluctuating, purity is fluctuating. If purity is fluctuating, then obviously Srimad and Maryadas must be fluctuating. So how to stay happy in Brahman life? Love your Brahman life. It's the simple. Because then you'll follow Maryadas, then you'll follow Srimad. You'll stop looking Pardarshan, because all that's against Srimad. So this took me many years, what I'm sharing. It took me many years to figure this out. So before I thought I had to fix things, change things, improve things, make other people follow things, this is why you lose happiness. You know, Baba says, Pardarshan, Parchintan, Parmat. So if you remove that, you have no problem being happy. And in order to remove that, then you're going to have to deeply be interested in the self and deeply be interested in Baba. And when you have that natural variety, I don't think you lose your happiness. So you love the jewels of knowledge, you love churning, you get together, you share. I love my Brahman life. My first blessing from Baba, he said, did you always think this was the greatest life? And inside, I didn't say anything, but he said, inside, I wasn't thinking that. I saw all these people in white clothes, I'm never going to get married, I'm going to, be a vegetarian. I don't know, for me it's a big deal to become vegetarian. I thought it was a big thing, because Chinese people, we eat everything. Like, everything living, everything dead, and it doesn't matter, we eat it. So I thought, oh, these are big changes, I'm not sure I like this life. And I didn't know what the life was like, so... So Baba gave me this blessing, which has helped me so much. He said, always remember how great this life is. Keep singing the song, Wa Mera Brahman Jeevan. Just say, sing this song. Don't think anything. Just keep singing this song of happiness. And the intoxication of this will bring you many attainments. And when you share this experience of how great your Brahman life has become and what it is, others will get intoxication. And it will do natural service. So he said, just keep singing this. So I kept saying it, even when my Brahman life wasn't so happy, but now it's very happy. Even when it wasn't so happy, I just kept singing this song. And so it's been very easy now to stay happy because I had to shift my attitude. My vritti and smriti had to change. And when that shifted, I only cared for my Brahman life. And I took good care of it. And in the beginning, I didn't take good care of my Brahman life. I took it for granted. You know how Baba said in the beginning to us in those old days, he said, you get this so easily. He was coming so often, giving us so much love, so much attainments. And he says, because you're getting it so easy, you don't value it. But one day, it will end, and you'll value it. Well, that's now. He's not coming like that. We're not getting personal meetings. The jnana is even disappearing. But I have such, Mera Brahman Jeevan. It's like, what a life. This is the best life I could have had. He gave me the best life. So, for me to be happy and enthusiastic about that, for yoga, jnana, dharana, seva, I love that life. But I didn't know that in the beginning.
You want to share your any experience with Daddy Prakashmani?
Oh dear. When I came into Gyan, I thought Daddy Janki was like God. Okay? And I remember getting an argument with Atam Prakash saying, we were debating who was going to come into the eight. And he would say, Daddy Prakashmani. I said, no way, Daddy Janki. But I didn't, because I'm from the West and I'm very attached to Daddy Janki. I was in those days. Now I'm not attached to anybody. And he was very attached to Daddy Kumarasa. And so he had this very sweet argument about that. But I didn't know Daddy G. And then in the years that came, when I got to know her, I wish I'd known her even better, because what I saw, she's been the greatest, because I never met Brahma Baba, obviously, except in Federation, and I never met Mama except in Federation. So Daddy Kumarasa was the greatest gem I think I've ever met in this yajna. The greatest gift of a relationship I ever got to know. I felt when she walked into the room, springtime came. Everything was refreshed. It was like everything came to life. There was an energy in the room, a presence, power, love. I felt so close to the yajna because of her. So it's very hard for me to forget her. As much as I love Dadi Janki and respect her, I haven't met a soul like Dadi Kumarka ever, and I probably never will.
A lot of thanks to Brother Brian for accepting our invitation and sharing wonderful experience with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.